Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Now, a Portmarnock MMA star is now the 11th ranked welterweight in the UFC division after recently overcoming his opponent, Neil Magny, in a commanding performance in Boston. And he joins me now in studio, the future Ian Machado. Gary, good morning.
How are we? Good morning. It's great to be here.
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm awesome. Yeah, it's good. It's a very good introduction. 11 in the world is a pretty special thing.
Holy cow. I mean, does that resonate even?
Yeah, it does. But that means there's 11 people above me that I need to catch up with.
Is that where your head automatically goes to? Are you just constantly reaching? You just can't be satisfied?
I'll be satisfied when I'm done.
What's done? One?
Three-weight world champion.
Okay,
whatever I can.
So what inspired you to get into mixed martial arts in the UFC?
The Irish just craze of Conor McGregor. Absolutely.
Is that what it was?
Absolutely. I'm the first of a generation of kids that grew up watching Conor who have succeeded in making it to the UFC and now are climbing. So I was 14 watching Conor McGregor go out and win world titles. Just heart in my mouth.
What was it about him?
Just the energy, the emotion that he brought to the entire nation of Ireland. You've seen it. You know, the streets were manic when he was fighting. Everybody was talking about him. It's that rise, and absolutely for 100%, he is the reason that I got into it, and he's the reason that I'm still achieving this stuff.
And I think I do remember when Conor was kind of first on the scene. One of my brothers in particular got mad into UFC, and it was this kind of getting up in the middle of
obsession.
The night to watch. It was an 100%. Obsession. I was like, what is going on?
I'm
going
to set my alarm for 4 a.m. in the morning. I'm going to go to bed at 8 o'clock so I have a little bit of rest, because I'm still going to have to get up on Sunday and actively work. And it's just that thing of like, that's a commitment. That's the thing I speak about. It's you bring so much power and emotion to a fan that they get up at mad hours in the morning just to watch you fight. And that's the excitement you bring someone. That's the power that that man had. And that's what excites me, is to be able to go forward and just do what I love, but just
maybe inspire somebody else.
Pique the interest of everyone by just making them want to go out and do something with their life, whether it's train, whether it's wake up and throw a party because they want to watch the fight. Yeah, an inspiration is a cool thing.
And what were you doing before you got into this?
Fighting with my mom about not going to college and dropping out, cleaning windows.
Did you drop
Dublin.
Out of college?
Yeah.
So what were you studying?
Retail and services management in DIT.
Okay.
And I hated it. It was so boring. It was never for me. I only did it to try please her, and I hated it. If it was my choice, I would have never done my leaving cert. I would have never done anything, and I would have just put my head down and done MMA earlier. I'd be a world champion now if I'd have done it my way.
And what did your mom say when you were telling her all this?
Jesus, she said word for word, being the next Conor McGregor is not an effing plan.
Is that what she said to you?
Well, it's going pretty good. So.
Yeah. But was it a real fight to kind of have her see that this was something that you were, this wasn't a phase, this is something you're genuinely serious about?
No, I'm one of these people that if I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And there's nothing you can do to tell me or convince me otherwise. I'm just too driven.
And so when did the training begin?
So I quit college to become a professional MMA fighter, not having ever trained MMA.
Oh, wow.
And then I joined a gym that week, and I got a job cleaning windows full time so I could wake up in the morning, I could work till 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, go home, sleep, train all night.
Do you know why I love that? Because I think in Ireland in particular, we have this headspace of you have to pick one thing and then that's what you have to do. You have to stick to it. You actually had no training. And you just said, I want to give that a go. 100%. I want to try it. And look how successful you are.
I could have been terrible at it. But I knew I wasn't going to be. I knew the love and the passion that I had in my stomach, in my gut. I knew it in my heart, my soul, that if I did that, I'd be one of the best in the world. I just knew it. And it was listening to only myself and going with absolute faith that I know I'm right. And even if I'm wrong, so what? I'm going to give it a try because that's what I want to do. And it's something that in Ireland, a lot of people are very headstrong on. You have to get a job. You have to go to college. You have to get good grades. You don't. There's a lot of other ways to work around the world. And the truth is, if I tried for 10 years to be the best in the world and it didn't succeed, I had 10 years of fun trying. That's the truth. That's the way I look at it. That's the worst case scenario.
At any point during this, are you thinking about the dangers involved?
No. No, absolutely not. No.
Because I can tell you right now, your mother definitely was.
Look, I've had 13 fights as a professional and I've looked this good every single time I come out of that octagon. I look like this.
That's confidence.
If not better. When I fight, I leave there with this glow, with this shine.
With
it's
this
just like,
glow.
Yeah, that's it. So look, until I come out of there battered and bruised, I won't be worried about anything. And that's not going
to
happen.
So you go in, you start training MMA, you're going to the gym. Talk to me about the first fight, booking the first fight, getting ready to go into it and what was going through your head.
So my first professional fight I took on 7 days' notice in Liverpool against one of the guys who was a champion of the amateur scene before I had fought amateur. And I went in and was like, yeah, I can do that. I can smash him. I went in and mauled him. He was another Irish kid. I went in and mauled him for 15 minutes. I broke my hand 30 seconds in. And I went back and counted it. I caught him with the same broken hand 47 times. I just kept throwing it. I was like, there's nothing. I could break both my hands, both my legs. I'd still kick you and hit you with them. It's just an attitude.
So that's your first fight, right?
First professional
fight. Was that a moment for you? Was that where you kind of went, I was right?
I was right the minute I quit college.
Oh, okay.
That was it. I knew it. I just knew that if I go out there and do what I know I can do, the world is going to just show me the path and I'm just going to follow it.
And then tell me from that first fight to the most recent bout in Boston.
Talk
me through that.
Well, you're talking about 1,000, 2,000 people in a show in Liverpool, and then you're talking about 20,000 people at a sold out TD Garden in Boston on the biggest fighting platform in the world in the UFC, and the ability to be able to go out there and put on a show and have the fans scream, and the Boston contingent for like Ireland is massive. To go out there and just get a little glimpse of what it's going to be like to bring the UFC, the biggest promotion in the world, back to Dublin, it's going to be very special, because that's my plan. That's what I want next year. I want to bring the UFC back to Ireland and I want to be the next guy to do it. Conor brought them back in July of 2014. I'm going to bring them back in.
So what would your dream plan be for bringing them back? What would you want?
I don't care who. As long as I'm in that arena and I'm the main event, everyone will show up and I will put on a performance that the Irish will never forget.
And when would you like that to happen?
Next year. 2024.
What?
Yeah, next quarter of next year. There's a handshake deal that me and Dana agreed. The president of the organization, we shook on it. We said one more this year, and then we'll bring them back to Ireland. So that's the
plan.
And
what does Dana? Do you think Dana sees you as the next McGregor?
I think he sees me as a superstar. I don't think anyone's ever going to be the next McGregor, but he sees me as a superstar.
And what's he like as a man?
Every interaction I've had with him, he's been hella excited to see me and help watch my career grow and push the machine behind me. So when you keep going out there and doing what I do, it's hard not to love me. So that's the truth.
So in a year's time, okay, so let's look at what are we? Jesus, we're September. So beginning of September next year, where do you see yourself? Are you going to be too big to come in and talk to me?
I'll definitely be coming in with security and a whole entourage for
Is
sure.
Is that what it will be?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
A complete head to toe designer gear.
Nah, that's never going to be me. That Gucci and all that. I just have no one for it. Look, most of the clothes I wear, I get sent from brands, and I'm like, all right, sweet. It just means I don't have to go and buy them. That's about it.
I'm going
to
play this back to you in a year's time when you're wearing the
I'm
full suit.
I'm walking in a 3-piece suit that's sent for top five in the world. Top five in the
top
world.
Five.
Challenging for a world title. Everyone's going to know my name. Everyone's going to know what I do. People are going to be losing their shit when they see me walk down the road, because they're going to say he is one of the best fighters the planet's ever seen.
But we won't. Excuse the language.
Language. Sorry.
Language. We will be setting the good examples. I feel it off you. I feel the... It's not
energy.
Very often you meet somebody who has that. It's not just your energy, though. It's something different. It's there's something that you don't come across very often. And I don't even doubt it for a second that it's going to happen.
Good.
So I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the light that you're going to bring to the stage here. And congratulations on everything to date.
Thank you
Fantastic.
So much.
Yeah, I love seeing it. Thanks for coming in as well. It's
Thank
nice.
You.
And you've
it's
got
pleasure.
Your cameras with you.
Yeah, we've got the cameras.
So you're
got
already,
family,
see, you've
got, the
you've
babies,
got a plan.
You've got everything.
Okay, excellent, excellent. That is the future Ian Machado Garry, a Portmarnock MMA star, 11th ranked welterweight in the UFC. But by this time next year, top five.
Top five.